Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The First Mystery. Today is Ash Wednesday, marking the beginning of Lent, a time Christ gives us to deepen our conversion. Conversion means turning away from sin. And sin has two tragic consequences. It causes slavery to vice, and it separates us from God. And this cycle, it unfolds throughout history, as we see it in Adam and Eve, and Jacob, and David, and in Israel. God blesses us, but we turn away in sin. And then we end up enslaved to our vices, alienated from God, and in exile. But God always takes the initiative with his grace to save us. But we must freely respond. Now people search for the meaning of life because the world has lost its story. Every great story has a plot and a conflict that must be resolved. And without it, the story makes no sense. Likewise, until we understand the central conflict of human life, sin and separation from God, God's great plan to save us, we can't understand our purpose. So this Lent, through the Rosary, we will meditate on the key figures and events from the Old Testament to see how God breaks the cycle of sin, slavery, and exile, so that we can fully respond with our own conversion. And today, we begin that journey through Lent with Jesus calling us to a deeper conversion through prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. So as we begin Lent, let's reflect on what holds us back, what keeps us bound to sin. What prevents you from a deeper friendship with Jesus in prayer? What hinders you from a greater generosity to the poor? And what attachments to food, drink, or entertainment enslave you? This is the season to break free and to experience the redemption Christ has waiting for you. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The second mystery. Throughout life, we will face temptation, whether in adversity or prosperity. No one escapes it. How do we stay spiritually ready for Satan's attacks? Christ, here at the beginning of Lent, he shows us the way. Before facing the devil's threefold temptation in the desert, temptations of the flesh, the world, and the devil, he prepared by prayer and fasting. And this is our training for spiritual war, to pray, to fast, and to remain vigilant, following Christ's example in resisting the enemy's assaults. Now, all temptation, all suggestions from the devil are temptations to turn away from God. Every sin is a rejection of God. True, we may not be consciously thinking of God when we sin, but actually, sin can be defined as the pursuit of something that makes it harder for us to be united to God. But all sin has this in common. It's a turning away from God. All temptation to sin invites us to turn away our minds, our hearts, and our desires from God. So, of course, the greatest training for resisting temptation is prayer, because prayer is doing just the opposite. Prayer is the turning of the mind, the heart, and the desires to God. Only if we develop the habit of daily prayer will we have the daily training needed to fight the daily war against the devil. Only if we pray will we be ready to resist the temptations that beset us. And that is the first thing Christ teaches us on this day. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The third mystery. Every sin and every temptation Satan sends us is a temptation to something good in itself, but not good for us. Did you catch that? Every temptation is a temptation to something good in itself, but not good for us. Whether it's sex or human praise or money or food or drink or your own dignity or relationships or even truth, all good things in themselves. But Satan wants us to pursue these good things in a disordered way. At the wrong time, in the wrong place, in the wrong circumstances, and for the wrong reasons. So that means, first of all, that we should recognize that just because something is good doesn't mean it's good for us. And secondly, we have to train ourselves in advance in saying no to good things. That's what fasting is. It's practice saying no to good things, which is just what we mean by self-mastery. Satan's only power over us is to lure us into doing evil with the promise of good things that are less than God and that, in our case, will distance us from God. But the point is that if we're able to say no to good things, then Satan actually has no power over us whatsoever. So, do you practice saying no to good things every day? Do you do any penance? Do you take initiative in sacrificing physical comfort or culinary gratification or some entertainment or some social or verbal indulgence? If you don't practice saying no to good things, how will you fight Satan when he comes for you? And he is coming for you. Christ, the God-man, the all-perfect Son of the Eternal Father, he was willing to fast in order to resist temptation. If that was his training, why would we think we don't need to train ourselves in the same way? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fourth mystery. Prayer and fasting aren't just the way we fight the devil's temptations in ourselves. It's also how we help others get free of Satan's influence. When Jesus and James and John and Peter came down from Mount Tabor, there was a boy with a demon who would give him epileptic fits. The other apostles had been trying to drive the demon out, but they failed. Then, after Jesus had successfully cast out the devil, his apostles asked him, "Why were we unable to drive that demon out?" Jesus answers, "This kind can only be driven out by prayer and fasting." So, if there are people you know who are losing the battle with Satan, who are continually dominated by their temptations to unbelief or sexual addiction or drugs or resentment, and you want to help them in their battle against Satan, then be sure to pray and fast for them. Pray for them and make their spiritual redemption the goal of your fasting. For example, let's say you have a family member you're worried about. Every time you want to reach for a treat or some snack between meals, you could say a Hail Mary for them instead. Then you could combine prayer and fasting, and who knows how much help that could do in driving out the devil's influence from their lives, because some demons are only driven out by prayer and by fasting. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fifth mystery. When Adam and Eve fell, they fell because the serpent tempted them away from God and towards some self-indulgence. He tempted them away from God. He tempted them to try to become gods themselves. And he tempted them towards self-indulgence. He tempted them to knowledge that they were curious about and to a piece of fruit that looked appealing. If we want to do better than our first parents did when confronted with the devil's tactics, then we have to prepare against both these temptations. We have to stay focused on God through prayer. And we have to practice saying no to good things, whether things of the mind or things of the body. If we do these things, then by God's grace, we will win the daily battles against the devil, and we might even help other people win theirs. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Teresa, you know, Our Lady has asked us to do two things, to pray the rosary every day and to pray with others, to form rosary groups. So I really want to invite everyone this Lent to answer the call of Our Lady to do these two things. Now, we have some really special Lenten meditations each day with the Rosary Podcast, plus we will be praying the rosary live each night at 7 p.m. Central Time on our free app, Daily Rosary Meditations. And then, secondly, if you'd like to join a rosary group, or if you need helpful tips to start your own rosary group, or maybe the people in your life, they're just not interested in the rosary or even Jesus yet, we even have strategies to help you, and we can give you personal help. All you have to do is click Lent 2025, the link below, Lent 2025, and Nick will give you personal help to take your next right step this Lent. Well, Teresa, here we are, Ash Wednesday, the beginning of Lent. What's on your mind today from this meditation?
It's really silly, but I feel like I never think of giving something up for Lent or fasting as you said it, practicing saying no to something good. Because I've always just used Lent to try and directly get over a vice.
Right.
So something that isn't good for me already, and I know that. So I don't quite use it as a practice. I just go straight for the big thing. And then I usually fail pretty hard and struggle pretty hard. But this is its own skill of learning how to say, no, that's really hard. It's sort of, I've been realizing recently there's a real skill in knowing when to end things, when to end a conversation, when to end an evening, when to send people home, things like that. It's kind of hard. It's hard to stop something that is good, and I've always struggled with that, but I've never thought about, it's just that simple. It's learning to say, I don't need, say, that chocolate or that coffee, or I don't need a drink, I don't need these things that are good, but it's just good to practice saying no.
Yeah, yeah. I think it is very important to re-emphasize, to restate that every sin and every temptation Satan sends us is a temptation to something good in itself, just not good for us. Because it's the wrong time, it's in the wrong place, it's in the wrong circumstances, it's for the wrong reasons. Because when we don't grasp that, we can justify doing all kinds of bad things because the thing is good.
Mm-hmm. And you're just not going to be prepared for those big battles if you're not good at that skill in itself.
Exactly.
If you haven't practiced just saying no. Yep. So I think I'm going to have to reassess my Lent, because I always go for the big things that I want to fix, and then I just fall back into it, and I don't give up things that I just like.
And today is, so if you, all the people praying with us, if you have a good, solid Lenten plan, okay, let's launch out on the journey. But maybe Ash Wednesday kind of creeped up on you. Boom, here we are. It's Ash Wednesday. I haven't made a Lenten plan yet. Okay. It's interesting. The first Sunday of Lent doesn't start for a few days. So it's almost like the church is saying, yeah, I know this probably caught you by surprise and you're not ready. So let's take today, tomorrow, the next day. Let's really make a solid plan for this Lent of prayer, of fasting, saying no to good things, and almsgiving. And I want to also remind everyone, I said it in the first meditation, but we're going to take a special journey through all of salvation history, because all the people in the Old Testament, they just kept falling into this cycle of sin, of temptation and sin and being separated from God. But there's a way to break the cycle, and we're going to learn from them. And it's really amazing that at the Easter Vigil, there's up to 9 readings that basically walk through all of the Old Testament, all of salvation history, because there's a lesson we're supposed to learn.
Yeah. It's always such a cool reset for my perspective on life. Because it's just, it puts it in this huge, incredible context.
That's what we're going to do with every rosary meditation through Lent. We're going to put our lives into the right context so that we can learn the right lesson this Lent. So it's really going to be a special journey through salvation history. Well, you got a couple of days. I'm blessed. My spiritual director helped me come up with a pretty solid plan. Now the question is, will I fulfill it? So make your plan, and let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.